Okay, Mishle Perek Chet. We're going to continue now. And as we saw the previous scene that began with the father sitting by the vulnerable location of the window, by virtue of the fact that he feels the vulnerability of no longer having the child sheltered inside, we're now going to see the next two prakim, almost the last minute attempt of the parent to give as much advice as one can before the child is going to spread one's wings, before they're going to leave the embrace, and even more importantly, in the words and the wisdom of the parents. Halo chokhmatikra utvonatitin kula. He says, but don't think that, based on especially the last few prakim, wherein one is easily seduced, don't think that wisdom is quiet, or that wisdom is always the underdog. No, not at all, right? Wisdom, and in this case, again, morality calls out. And tvuna, the idea of being able to discern. Remember we said, lavindavar mitochtavar, she also knows how to raise her voice. And she also and has what to say. She stands berosh meromim malei derech on the tops of hilltops. Beit nitivot nitzava. And for those who are looking at the previous perek, you notice how there are so many parallels between the terms here. Just like the Isha Rav Nachria was standing on the way. Just like Yana, she tries to get you into her bayit. So too, Yana, Chochma is there as well. And you could also be led towards wisdom. Yana, by the wayside, by the crossroads, she is going to cry not only bayit, the bayit, but liat sha'arim, lefi karet. She cries out loud near the gates of the city's entrance. Mavop tachim tarona. She is going to also stand by all the entryways in order to get people to go through that area as well. And this is significant because in order to emphasize the contrast between the Isha Zarava Nechriya and Chochma, or in other words, between man's positive and negative traits, here we see again the contrast between the nefarious side, which is figuratively described, if you remember in the previous perek, as dusk and in the evening and the dark of night, the woman who's dressed like a zonah. In contrast, we're going to see that the positive traits of man are also going to be represented by a woman. Again, this is the positive seduction. Again, the woman who's going to proclaim her path and her musar, her edicts. Take a look in a second. She's going to be in broad daylight, right from the hilltops and in the midst of many people, right? The sha'arim, these are always very crowded areas. So unlike the zonah, the negative seduction, which feels that it's almost as if its advantage is that it seduces one in private. It works on a one-on-one basis. Again, it knows that it has what to be embarrassed of. The positive wisdom is out there, right? And is overt for all to see. And there's what, obviously, to be very proud of. So Pasuk Zalid, Aleichem Ishim Ekra, oh man, I call out to you. So obviously, if it said, Aleichem Ishim, I'm calling out to all these Ishim, to all these Anashim, who's the one calling out? Not with her slippery, seductive voice, but with a very proud, pleading voice almost. This is also woman. Right, so, women, you should like this right now, that Mishle is not only going to incorporate the negative persona, right, of seduction of woman, but the positive one. Woman who call out for Koli al Bnei Adam. And my voice is to everyone. Habinu Ptaim Orma. Let me tell all those naive ones that you can brace yourselves. You can protect yourselves. And you should understand, even you, Orma, by the way, this reminds us already of an introduction to the second part of Sefer Mishle, if you remember the introduction, Latet Leftaim Orma, right, to give them a little bit of street smart. She says, I have what to teach you also. Uksilim Havinu Lev. So all those who feel very naive, all you youngsters who are about to go out and, I don't know, go to your high school's dorming or whatever it may be, I have a few messages to give to you as well. Pasuk Vav, Shemu Kinegidim Adaber. Listen, and all for I speak very important words, right? The words of the Negidim, of the lofty ones. Umiftach svatayim misharim, and my lips are going to open with words that are upright. Ki emet yehegechi, ki I am going to speak, or my palate is going to open up with truth. Vitoavat svatay resha. And what I hate, Anna, is certainly the evil. So I am going to open up not only lauding wisdom and morality, but also deriding anything that is the antithesis thereof, right? She says, my palate is going to speak the truth. My lips are going to abhor wickedness. All the words of my mouth are filled with righteousness. And as opposed to the woman of the previous perek, in bahem niftal v'ikesh. There is no taltalim, right? There is no naftule. There is no circumventive method. I'm going to say everything in a very upright and above board, straightforward manner. That's what she is saying. I'm not going to, again, to twist any words. Pasuk tet, kulam nechuchim lemivin. And this way it will be true to anyone who wants to understand, v'yisharim lemotzei dat. Meaning you don't have to start being mivin davar mitoch davar. And this is very significant because by the end of Sefer Mishlei, you're going to find that there are certain words that can be understood in many different ways. There's a tremendous amount of ambiguity in the words of the Chachamim, whereas here it is black and white again. She says, I'm going to give you black and white messages that are very straightforward, and as opposed to all this immorality that, I don't know, is playing around with your heads. Again, don't listen to that. Pasuk Yud, Kachu Musari, take my moral instruction. The Al Kesef, do not be led astray with all the silver, with all the money. Vedat Micharut Nivchar, take knowledge, right, rather than anything else, rather than the charutz, rather than shiny gold and silver. Pasuk Yud Aleph, ki tova chokhma mipninim, because wisdom, and in this case again, morality, is better than jewels. Do you remember the Gemara? Tov li torat picha mi'alfei zahav achasef, ein li dar ela bimkom Torah. Even if I was offered, right, a matanotein li, kol kasef zahav avanim tovot shebaolam umargaliot. And this is based on Mishlei, because Chachma is better than all that. V'kol chafatzim lo yashvuva. No materials in the world, no desires equal in her value. Pasuk Yud Bet. Ani chochma shachanti orma. I am wisdom, and I can tell you that I have dealt with issues of orma. In other words, she says, I know orma well as well. And that I could also play these, again, these different devices. And by the way, you should know that morality, just because you're moral, doesn't mean that you're not smart. And by this she means, again, the idea of orma, right? That you could deal with all these very difficult situations, knowing the chokhmah that I have to teach you, vidat mizimot emsa, right? That I have a lot to tell you. And here I'll tell a very strong message that she's giving. Again, I provide knowledge, and my knowledge also has prudence, has, again, not rimia, but orma. I can teach you how to get there, which, if you think about it, and I remember my grandfather, Alav HaShalom, who was a very successful businessman, would say that he dealt with all different types of people in business, and he fundamentally believed that the more honest you were in business, and the more successful, because people will trust you more. And what the Isha Chachama, or basically Wachachma, what morality is trying to tell you is, you know, all these people are telling you, yeah, the only way that you can really be wealthy is by cheating the system and not necessarily filling out your tax forms. Or she says, that's not true, right? I can tell you that you can deal well in business, again, but at the same time be a very moral person, right? And you will reap the rewards of that for the short and for the long term. Pasuk Yud Gimel. And Yirat Hashem Snotra, because this is the fear of God, which is to hate evil. And that's why I will provide all this. I hate evil. I hate pride. I hate arrogance. I hate the evil way. I hate a mouth, right, that speaks the pita puchot, right, that speaks in a hypocritical manner, that speaks duplicity, right? I hate them. Li etza v'tushia, ani bina. Li gvura. What do I stand for? Counsel, the wisdom, Gena, that's mine. I am Bina, right? I am gvura. Don't see it as you have to go to the dark side for all that. No, Luke Skywalker is also very good. Ani Bina, li gvura, pasuk tedvav, bi malachim yimlochu. And here he says, through me, kings reign. Now you have to remember that it's important to put this in context, that by attributing the Sefer to Shlomo, the author, again, Shlomo, the king, is going to portray Malchut as an ideal. So this is basically one of our first allusions to Malchut, and one that's going to continue with us till the end of the Sefer, where you're going to see that in his mind, then, the king has to be not only the bastion, but basically the paradigm of morality, right? He's going to be the leader for everyone, the teacher for everyone, and as such, he believes that the king, right, is moral. Now, please remember that he himself is a king, and he's the one who's teaching you this. Even though we know not only Jewish history, but world history, our kings generally, certainly you look at Malchei Yisrael and you're wondering, right, when you see all the corruption that ensues. But what he means here, and just keep this in mind, is that he is lauding kingship as an ideal, as an opportunity almost for one to be consistently moral, for one to bring and embrace and even inspire the subjects of the kingdom to be moral as well. So Pasuk Tetvav now makes a lot of sense. He says, not only am I Chochma and Gvura, but through me kings reign. In other words, morality is going to help kings. Roznim Yechoku Tzedek. And the rulers are going to be able to decree just laws. In other words, you will have a more moral kingdom if you study morality and you uphold morality. Be sarim yasoru unedivim kol shoftei tzedek. Not only kings, but again, through me, and different officers are going to govern, and nobles and righteous judges. So you see, these are very powerful positions, and they're all going to be built off of morality, which if you think about it, really does say something. That if you look around and you see people that others genuinely respect. I'm not talking about actors or athletes right now, pardon me, even in, Olympic season, but just to think about for a moment, the people that you genuinely respect, right? And people who have been promoted to positions of power. So the truth is that elections today are not a very good example of this. But again, if you think of others in your life or think of history a little, generally those people of power who were able to accomplish a tremendous amount, Ghana, were those who really did represent morality. I know you're all struggling to think right now, but Ghana, imagine this ideal setting that he's speaking about. And he does believe, Ani ohavea ehav, u mishacharai yimtzaunini. And Pasuk Yudzayin here, he says, not only is wisdom the basis for all the good, but I love those who love me. Those who seek me are going to find me. If you look for me, then you will find me. And once you find me, just know that. And riches and honor are with me. And similarly, treasures, everything a person could possibly need. Again, that's all with me, as opposed to what he began with in Perek Bet. And that this is what may lead you astray to follow immorality. Pasuk Yutet, Tov Piri Micharut Umipaz. And once again, my way, my fruit is better than charut, than the gold, the fine gold. My produce is better than the best of the silver. Utvati mikesef nifchar. Ba'orach tzraka alech b'toch netivot mishpat. And that's because I walk in the path of the righteousness and justice. And therefore, manchil ohavai yesh votrotehem amalei. I will bequeath to those who love me this gift of real substance, right, of yesh. I'm going to give you something, and we use this in the Israeli vernacular, right? Every time you get something, you caught it, you did well on a test, what do Israelis say?
Yesh.
Yesh, yesh. And it's with me, meaning there really is substance, there's success. And otrotehem amalei. I will, again, fill their storehouses. And here the illusion is really a double one. Not only will I fill their storehouses with all the wealth, again, the positive that you so seek, but I also fill it, meaning once you start pursuing morality, it's something that, forget about leading to a Sheol, leading to the chambers of death, it actually fills you up. Right, it is literally fulfilling. Hashem kanani reshit arko kedem mefalav me'az. And now he's going to say where this came from. Again, Hashem took, basically acquired me at the beginning, and long, long ago, kedem mefalav me'az. And here he's talking about how wisdom goes way back, or morality is something not that was created by societies, which already during the time of Shlomo was an interesting philosophical theory, that people create morality, which, as I'm sure you know, is something that's discussed till today. And he says, and he goes back to Maaseh Bereishit in order to explain how this is ingrained in the nature of the world. Me'olam nisachti mirosh mikadmei aretz. In the distant path, again, I was chosen. I was like a king. I was anointed with oils. Mikadmei aretz, before those who even preceded the earth. And notice then that there is a tremendous amount of deep philosophy here in Mishlei, right? He's trying to tell you that morality is something that exists a priori. Be'en tomot cholalti, be'en mayinot nechbadei mayim. He's going to go over Maaseh Bereishit. Again, I was created when there was still no Again, no tohomot, no water down below, no springs abounding with water. In other words, I was there even before. When was the water? When were the waters created? In the very beginning. And they were separated on day two, right? So one can argue, yeah, there wasn't even a separation, right? I was there before there were waters below and there were waters up above. And we know that Bereishit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz, v'aretz hayta tohu vavohu v'choshech al pnei tohom. So wait a second. Again, what is he basically saying? I was there even before the tohom was there. In other words, morality then is linked to the not only creation of the world, but also the existence of God. The term harim hatbo, then definitely, I was there before there were mountains, before there, again, before the mountains were sunk down below, right, into the sea. Lefnei gvaot cholalti, I was created before the hills, even before he made the aretz v'chutzot, ad lo asa aretz v'chutzot v'ro shafro tevel, v'achino shamayim shamani, v'chuko chug al pnei tohom. I was there even before he made the land, before he made everything surrounding the land, and for that matter, before the first dust of the earth. I was there when he established the firmament, when he even made the shape of the yam, right? Basically, when he made a sphere around the yam, which Chazal speak about, how really the world was full of waters, and Hashem is one who created the gvulot, the borders. Ba'am so shchakim mima'al, be'azuz inot tohom, pasuk chafret. And not only at the time of the waters, but when he braced the skies above, when the fountains down below grew strong, when he continued, I was there even before he set the boundary to the sea, so that the waters listened to him. Lo yavru piv. And Chazal speak about this as well, how Hashem literally said, okay, water, stop where you are. And they listened. And now we know that they're going to listen again during Kriyat Yamsuf. And they always listen to God. He says, I was there before all that. Yeah, before the creation of the natural world. Before God gave commandments for the formation of this natural world. I am deeply embedded in the essence of the world, in the creation of the world, which, by the way, is not only a very philosophical idea with regard to the notion of absolute morality, then when we speak about, again, subjective morality based on different times, and we say the Torah represents absolute morality because God is a constant, right, as opposed to societies which come and go. And this is a beautiful depiction here in Mishle. He says, I've been around. Again, I know what I'm talking about. Pasuk Lamed, Ve'yeh Etzlo Amon. He raised me, Ve'yeh Shashuim Yom Mesacheket Lefana B'chol Et. And I was a source of Shashuim, of delight to God, frolicking basically around God in every moment. In other words, I am really almost like God's right-hand midah, right? That's Musar. Mesacheket B'tevel Arto V'Shashuay Et B'nei Adam. Beautiful description over here as well. I now live in his world. I delight with mankind. Vatabanim shemuli. Vashrei drachai yishmaru. So now you're going to listen to this wisdom a little differently, because this wisdom is very honorable. This wisdom is very elderly. And this wisdom has a lot to teach. So you may as well listen to me, because happy are the ones who really do observe what I have to say. Shemu musar v'chachamo v'al tifra'u. So you may as well listen to the words of Musar, Anna, be wise, Anna, listen to me, Anna, grow wise, don't reject it, v'al tifra'u, Ashrei Adam Shomeali, happy is the man who listens to me, Lishkod al daltotai yom yom, who comes to my doors every day, as opposed to the Shanachriya's doors. And by the way, I don't even know if she has a door, because she always stands at the petach of the bayit, giving us a sense that she doesn't want to define a bayit, right? She wants to bring you in so easily. And she wants to bring you in at night when everything is pitch black. I want you to come into my home. Again, I want you to wait by my door daily, daily. Lishmor mezuzot p'tachai. And to be careful by the entrance of my home, right? I want you to truly show that you care about what I have to say, but even more than that, keep watch. Why do you have to keep watch at the entrance of the home? Because even if you come to listen to everything I have to say, you're always going to be on guard, right? You always have to hear and be careful. Ki motzi matzo chayim, And the exact opposite then of the previous perek, if you follow the Isha Zara, if you're seduced by negative wisdom, then I'm just telling you that you're on your way to death. But if you listen to what I have to say, then you're going to find life, the sustenance of life, the source of life. Vayafik ritzon mehashem, v'chotei chomeis nafsho. It's those who sin against me that do violence to themselves. Kol misanai avu mavet. Apparently, all those who hate me love the death of immorality, as described in the previous parak. So really, these two prakim of Zion and Chet go hand in hand, in order so that you shouldn't just think that negative wisdom is so easily, I would say, so seductive and so easy for man to fall into. Rather, wisdom is also something that can edify man and something that can strengthen them so that they don't die but will stay alive for longer. So obviously you need the sur meira of parak Zion and the ase tov of Perek Chet.